Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night. It's 8/10/2023. Oh, what a bizarre clown world we live in. What an evil clown world we live in. I'm going to tell you what. You got the big feet and the big red nose and the whole nine yards and the little bitty cars and the and all the stupid Clarabelle stuff and meantime. And in the meantime, Red China Joe wants to cut off all drilling on the East Coast, the West Coast, the Gulf Coast. Well, that would then allow Russia to have the Arctic Circle, I guess, you know. He wants to cut off all that drilling. He wants to then, you see, put you on electric stuff. Well, how are you going to do it when 65% of all the electricity comes from fossil fuels, okay? From coal or oil or natural gas. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I guess your gasoline, you just need to be $10, $15, $20 a gallon for gasoline. And I'm going to say this. Figure out how to safely store at least a gallon or 2 gallons of gasoline to make you run for the hills, okay? Or to run your generator for a little while. I strongly suggest if you can, if you're able to get a solar generator. I think there's a website at stevequinn.com. You can click on a thing to pick up solar generators. There's other places to get them too, but for by golly, try to get you one, you know. And then when they go to nuclear winter, then that won't work because the sun will be dimmed, you see. This thing is just like Lord Jesus told us about. In Matthew 24 and Luke 21, you got Red China Joe wants to shut down all of that. Meanwhile, he's taking your incandescent light bulbs. You see, that's so big of a deal. Oh, I wish I'd have bought, I bought a lot there when they first started proposing that of 100 watts. But now I was getting ready to go get some more, and then this thing came up, and now they won't sell them to you. They ain't got them no more. They got them back in a warehouse. So maybe there's new hope for employment in the United States. You could all become incandescent light bulb dealers. We could smuggle in light bulbs from Canada or from Mexico and or from somewhere else and put those light bulbs out on the street corner with the Velvet Elvis paintings and some Serapi rugs and stuff, you know, and sneaky say, did you want any 100 watt today, or did you want a 40 or 75? Well, I personally have known about the LEDs, and many of you out there may not know it, so I'm just going to tell it to you simply. The LED lighting, allegedly, and incidentally, all of my shows are totally allegedly or allegedly satire. All of them. All of my shows are allegedly satire. So there you are. The LED lights allegedly can be pulsed with a frequency to entrance you, to entrain your brain, to hypnotize you, okay? And then if you also happen to be watching the TV where they flicker the TV, they can download all kind of information into you so you can be part of the Borg, part of the Borg. Aha! I'm not kidding. Not kidding. So what kind of a world do we live in, you see? Oh, you're going to give, what, another $20-30 billion to Ukraine? All right? You've given over $80 billion to the Ukraine? But Americans are $1 trillion in debt on their credit cards trying to live and buy eggs and bacon and put gas in their tanks or to pay the higher interest rates, you know. This kind of a thing, you see, is ongoing. Inflation going way up. Oh, and they lie about that. And then it just looks like as they lied, also the Ray Ray, the secret police chief, apparently or allegedly, all this is satire, don't you know? Allegedly lied to Congress and Jim Jordan's after him. And then, oh, the FBI has made a statement that his testimony is consistent with the secret police crap. Go back to Saranac Lake, but you should be picking your toes in Poughkeepsie. And at the same time, you see, secret police has got to kill old men. They got to kill old men, you see. I thought that was a Secret Service deal. Why don't they go up to the door with badges and, you know, and knock on the door with the local sheriff, you see, or the local police chief. Oh, no, we're going to serve a warrant. Yeah, you're going to serve a warrant with fully automatic weapons and big tanks and big different stuff and the fire truck and the whole bit at 6 o'clock in the morning. Killing old men. And well, ladies and gentlemen, they want to kill all of you. They want to put you in camps. They want to push you in the camps. They want to send you through the guillotine meat grinder, okay? Because you dared to question their authority. Oh, in the United States of America, land of the free, home of the brave. Oh, if you question the government, if you question the authority of King George, well, then how dare you should be all put to death. This is not the America you grew up in. You better govern yourself in such a way as to prepare to defend your home, your family, your business, your ranch, your farm, whatever it is you got, against whoever comes to take it away under some kind of national emergency. And oh, isn't that interesting? If you're going to have nuclear war, you better have gas masks. But now there looks like they're talking about it's time to get the mask out, and you need to start wearing your mask at home to prevent spread of COVID. And now what is it? You know, the vaccine, let me see if I can find that here. I did have that up somewhere. Let me see here. Yeah, here it is. VAERS data, VAERS data shows 1 in 1,000. Whoa. 1 in 1,000 COVID jab recipients is now dead. VAERS, that's vaccine. Let's see, what do they call it? Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. Their data conclusively shows that far more people have died from Wuhan coronavirus vaccines than the government admits. Investigator Steve Kirsch, K-I-R-S-C-H, was able to query VAERS and determine, based on the onset curve, quote unquote, that at least, listen to this, listen! Put down your drinks or your whatever you're doing or your meal. At least 676,000 Americans have died from the Fauci flu shots, from the COVID-19 vaccinations. This translates to one death per 1,000 doses of injection given. And you still hear people, they're talking about, I heard a guy. You know who it was? Harold Ford. On the 5, I watched that a little while ago. Harold Ford on the 5 said, well, I just got COVID for the third time, and I had already had three vaccinations, and now I'm gonna get the fourth and fifth, and And Judge Jeanine says to him, and you still spread it? You still got it after all your vaccinations? This is the secret police, the people involved with the New World Order, that work under Lucifer, the Lightbringer, that wish to kill about 80 to 90% of the population of planet Earth. And they're using not only the disease which they created, but the vaccines which they created. Like Brother Quayle said years ago, shot in the arm, a shot in the head, either way you end up dead. COVID jabs apparently are clearly unsafe and very deadly. And that's according to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System data, which then investigator Steve Kirsch queried VAERS and determined that based on the onset curve, that at least 676,000 Americans have died from Fauci flu shots. That translates to one death per 1,000 injections. So if you want to go to get it, oh, be sure and get 15 of them, you know. But the problem is that the people that get those are now shedding them. And now they're finding, and even people who have taken no vaccines, they're finding the graphene oxide, the microgel stuff that where they're, it creates its own little terminals, its own little computer-generated or like self-generated systems and clots inside the body. Those are starting to be found in people that never took the jab because they have picked it up from those shedding. And also, apparently, they're starting to put this stuff, allegedly, put the stuff allegedly into some of the water supplies, some of the bottled water even, all right, into certain foods, all kind of stuff. Somebody in the community sent me, Secret Service was intentionally left out and had no involvement in the FBI murder in Utah. Saw an absolute show of force murder meant to chill speaking out against Biden crime family. Absolutely, brother. God bless you. And I'll tell you what, you look at this Maui, it's just really something. And I pray that the Lord Jesus will go to everybody there to assist them in their time of need. Yeah, you know, somebody sent me, well, they don't need dues to do all this. No, they don't. But in case many people don't know, and I didn't know, somebody also very well connected told me that on the mountain, apparently there's a mountain or one mountain or a high hill in Maui, that the U.S. has a directed energy weapon base up there, and that they rarely are using it, if necessary, to strike targets in space. Now, you can look at this two different ways. The Red Chinese and the Russians obviously would like to take that out or impede it, would they not? So if they go pop, pop, and you see, you can use a harp or any kind of one of the scalar interferometers or Tesla howitzers or however you want to call them. And you can bounce a signal off the ionosphere and direct it down. You can take the narrow beam, very powerful, bounce it off an ionosphere and play like billiard shots or bank shots to hit where you want to be. These things popped up all over and they don't know what started the fires, but they know it's the hurricane. 400 miles away has created the wind. Well, they can also create the wind locally over there from some of this kind of electromagnetic stuff or up a red Chinese ship or a Russian ship or also with the scalar interferometers again. We've been watching Mimic. Myself and several others have been watching Mimic really hard for the last week or two, and it's just incredible. All kind of big attacks, huge amounts of energy where you can see it. And well, they say, well, Hawk, those are just a moisture thing. If you read the fine print on the University of Wisconsin, MIMIC, Tropical Moisture, you know, version 2, you will see in the fine print it says that detects electromagnetic signals, okay? It's been used for years for the Cognoscente, the Illuminati, the Alumbrados, the World Economic Forums, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the royal families, all the people of the Lucy inside. To watch on that, you see, is watch the attacks go back and forth. So I think, quite frankly, that they popped it a few times, started the fires. They've been working on keeping the drought off. I've watched all this flow of moisture go from where it was in Hawaii. And guess where it was sent? It was sent against, you remember those Beijing floods a few days ago where 140 million people were affected by those, and that there were all those tsunamis out there and that hit into Asia and all those places? Well, maybe somebody didn't like that and then hit back with a few pop, pop, pops, or the big OR. It's all allegedly satire, don't you know? All allegedly satire, don't you know? But when you have right up on a hill, you know, directed energy weapons base, allegedly the U.S. But if you have a Red China Joe as the Presidente, who allegedly was bought by the Red Chinese, don't you know? And then now it's getting up to about 20 million, but you forget the 1.5 billion that was given to Hunter and Hound Dog Carey's kid, and they had an investment firm, right? The Red Chinese Bank gave them 1.5 billion. For these expert investors, Hunter and the Carey kid, allegedly, to invest. I don't know if that ever came back or went back anywhere. To me, that was the big payout to garner the entire shoot match, you see. So we got all that going on. We got P8s up over Lake Huron, like near the Saginaw Bay and that kind of stuff, and Bay City all up in there. What are they looking at? What are they looking at? They're only up at 6,200 feet. And they're doing racetracks going back and forth in that area. Are they looking for the Russian submarines that I told you about months ago? When I told you that there are ways to disguise those on the side of larger yachts to make it look like oh, I don't know, storage compartments or something on the side of the vessel, or tankers, or large fishing vessels, or whatever it might be, that sailed down the St. Lawrence Seaway, allegedly. I talked to you about all this months ago. And back then, once I brought it out, they started looking into it back then with the P-8s, with the surveillance aircraft. All right? They're back still doing it. They got them up over the Smoky Mountains, like over probably the Tennessee River, you know, those kind of areas where the dams are at, starting into the dams for the Tennessee Valley Authority. They got them up in Lake Huron. They got them in, they got an E-4B, I believe I told you, E-4B up over Lake Superior. They're looking for these tsunami submarines that can lay on the bottom of water for up to 6 months and just stay there inert without moving. And they have their own internal timing mechanisms and systems, which are hard to detect, particularly if you're way down deep in the water. And, oh, if necessary, they can move them, you know, over here a mile or whatever if they wanted to. And they still probably wouldn't necessarily be seen. But they're looking for those, and they should be looking for them, because I'm going to tell you what, if all the stuff gets ready to happen with all the ability, the electronic warfare, the jamming ability, the ability to spoof GPSs and all that stuff. Oh, remember when we had the wonderful treaty where Russia could fly over the United States anywhere they wanted to be. And we also allowed them certain little areas to put up an antenna so they could use their Cyrillic. Their Cyrillic, that's C-Y-R-I-L-L-I-C, Cyrillic GPS that they use to make sure they knew where they were at. But now they... And I'll tell you what, remember when I reported, this has been 6 months, a year ago, I talked to you about it way back when, it's been longer than that actually, where some of these initial new capabilities were done by Iranian scientists, and then the Russians came in and helped them take it over and put money into it. And then the Donald Cook could go out, or this plane could go out, or this Arleigh Burke class destroyer, or the next Arleigh Burke class destroyer. I believe we had three that were damaged severely, you know, in various places, including the, the Devil's Triangle up Japan, and, you know, all different kind of places in the Black Sea, and all the different things. Now, apparently, somebody just sent me, there's an explosion at a U.S. base in Syria. Okay, let's see, allegedly, what is this? Let's see what we got. Powerful explosions at U.S. military base in Syria. Let's see. That looks like a big one. Heard in the El Shaddadi region of the province of Al-Hasek in northeastern Siberia, reports an ammunition dump exploded at the U.S. military base, and it's detonated all up. Okay, so now we had the ammunition dump, the big one in. Why do we make one big giant one? Why don't we diversify out and make smaller ones? And guard the heck out of them. Guard the heck out of them. From above, below, and off to the side. Anyway. So, okay, now I guess we're a little short on ammo in Syria. Well, there you go. And then in Africa, Niger. Well, Niger, you know, the guy that did the coup d'etat there. You seen the picture of him shaking hands with the big U.S. general? You know, what is Braga or Colonel or General Braga? B-R-A-G-A. Smiley face, shaking hands, and, you know, we trained all them people. And then we had a base there for drones. But now, the guys we trained have now gone over, taken the El Presidente, and they may be going to kill him, maybe already have, who knows. The French tried to go get him, but the Légion Étrangère was unable to go in and get him. That's the French Foreign Legion. Légion Étrangère. Okay, and they're usually generally pretty good. So if they're pretty good, then they went up against U.S. Special Forces trained Nigerian Special Forces people who are running this coup. And to what effect? And who owns who? And oh, 29 Palms, where there's all been all kind of armor training. And then not only armor training, but also a lot of small unit training of Army and Marines. But mostly a lot of it has been Army, and they were training in the past few months, training about how to take out tanks, APCs. They were working on it, and they were running around in Humvees, small Humvees and stuff. I still want to call them Jeeps. They were running around in Humvees, and they had the anti-tank missile systems, the Dragons and all the different stuff. They had them, and they were running around, you know, like in a game, a war game, And then they would find the old tank or the old APC that was sitting over there, you know, or they would find the facsimile, the big truck or the dump truck or whatever it is, the facsimile of an armored vehicle. And they would sneak up on it and go, whoosh, fire one, you know, whoosh, and take out the armor. So I've been all kind of armor training and all kind of anti-armor training up there. And then where do we have? Of course, we got a loony balloon. A loony balloon at 57,000 feet, 56,000 earlier today, right up over, able to look down right onto 29 Palms. Or are they protecting 29 Palms? Or can't that be done from above, from another satellite, and from air assets that fly over and radar on the bases and such? So then who gets the information from the loony balloon that allegedly, and this is all satire and alleged satire and satire this and that and the other, but who then, of course, you see, DARPA, who do they really work for? Do they work for the Red Chinese? They work for the U.S. United States. Or is the United States now owned via Red China Joe, don't you know, and the fact that they own most of our treasuries? The fact that they own a large portion of the mortgages in the United States, many of them through holding companies, you see. They just buy an interest in the people that bought your mortgage when it was sold, and then they just send them their payment, you see, somewhere else. Then they're buying the farmland up. Oh, we got to buy it up right next to the Air Force base. Yeah, we want to put chop suey restaurants all around the base so the servicemen can go and get their, you know, Chinese food. And I do like shrimp fried rice and a lot of different things, don't get me wrong. Mongolian beef, different things. So I don't know. This is all happening. It's all happening now. And then, oh, guess what? Allegedly, nobody wants to eat chicken anymore. There's a lesser demand for chicken. I don't know how that can be when every single fast food restaurant in the United States has got a chicken sandwich advertised on TV. And it's all over. You got to eat chicken. Don't eat beef. You got to eat chicken. Don't eat beef. But allegedly, Tyson's, remember when the head of Tyson's was involved with Slick Willie Clinton and he had racehorses somewhere and he also allegedly they found cocaine and his racehorse bottoms and all that kind of stuff. Remember all of that? Most people don't because it's been a long time ago. But you could read about William P. Barr, couldn't you? In his former days, you could read about William P. Barr again, Robert Johnson, in the book Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. It's a spy book, SPI, by Terry Reed and John Cummings. And it was put out by SPI Books, all right? And it was put out when? Let's see. Copyright was 1994. Okay. But if you could get that book, you should get that book. If you could get the L. Fletcher Prouty book, all right, JFK. And then the other one, I think it's called The Secret Team, I believe, by him. You could get that. That would be an excellent one to get, all right, and to read it and to understand it, you know. And then Brother Jim Mars, you know, who passed away a few years ago, the wonderful reporter and author from Texas, Jim Mars, M-A-R-R-S. You could get the book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, and you can see who some of all the players are that are still out here. All right? This whole thing has been ongoing for some time, and now we're at the culmination of it. And on 8/22, the BRICS nation, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, plus all kind of other countries, Greece, Mexico, all the different countries in the world, about 100 of them or more, are going to switch to the new currency that supposedly is going to be announced, allegedly the partially backed currency, yuan/renminbi, yuan, yuan/renminbi, okay, partially backed by gold, that is the Chinese currency, and that they're no longer going to pay for oil in dollars. So nobody has to buy dollars out there in order to purchase oil. And then Red China Joe wants to cut off all of our oil and all of our drilling and all the natural gas and the all the stuff. And meanwhile, he wants to sell, and which he sold almost all of the, like the old, what they used to call the Hackberry Salt Dome, these big, huge stores, the stores of oil that were meant to be there in case of a war, a world war, or some giant conflict. And he sold all that crap to the red Chinese company who's given his son, Hunter, millions of dollars. Now, what does that tell you?
Oh, since it's all satire, then it's just a figment of the imagination of those that hate the secret police, you see. Oh, good God. I'm going to tell you what. This is not the time to cower, because I'll tell you, you got to be smart and don't go out and throw yourself on every dog pile, you see. I warned you about that in the past.
It's all satire.
So then you got all these Maui fires, all this stuff going on, and all of that. And then New York wants $12 billion because they're a sanctuary city. I thought they could handle it. But you see, it's been costing the border states that amount of money for years and years and years. Because of the stuff, the only person ever really tried to do anything about it was Trump.
Ah, man. Hello to the tough grandma down there in Florida. You keep up and you keep your head high, and may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil.
So we're under attack. And I would tell you that the Maui is an attack, either by the Red Chinese or a direction of the existing new direct energy weapon base, possibly directing that down onto its own island. Because if under a satirical situation that you have a president called Red China Joe, who's owned by the Red Chinese, don't you know? And they all answer to the WEF, which answers to the Rothschilds and the Rockefeller banking conglomerations, which then answer to who? Lucifer, the Lightbringer, and the fallen angels. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. You better get ready to put on your full armor of God, and you better get ready to have your own level 4 body armor. Go to sportingguides.com or whatever. Sportsman's Guide. Sportsman'sGuide.com. You go to body armor, you can get level 4 pretty cheap. Level 4 will stop a 308, basically, or, you know, a 752 by 51 millimeter, they call it, or whatever. 762 by 51 millimeter. So just say a 30 caliber 308, 30-06, maybe like that, you know, or lesser rounds. You can also go, and let me see this, if I've got a good, you can also get helmets there. You can pick up Kevlar helmets, PazGet helmets, but there's also another good helmet spot. TAC helmets, TACHHELMET, TAC helmets. Oh, you've got to wear these when you're on a satirical movie set, don't you not? Oh, here's one right off the bat. I'm looking at it right now. Fast helmet, level 4, 7.62 by 51 millimeter, rifle protection, combat 2 ballistic helmet, $179. Bull cut, combat 2 ballistic helmet, L110 New Jersey, level 4 ballistic helmets, $199. Okay, they got a whole lot of them here. Oh, here's one. It's a 3A, Mitch, 3A protection. Okay. $139. All right, I would get the one for the level 4, because I'll tell you what, if you could just even have a 30-round grand glance off your head, that'd be real good. So for $149, $179, TACHelmet.com, TACHelmet.com, TACHelmet.com. That's just a source I've seen this.
Let's see what we got going here. Somebody's getting a lot of mail today.
Yes, I was just talking about that, the secret police. Just killed the old man. There was a big explosion. I don't know if that was one of the little grenades, the flashbang, but there was an explosion before he goes in there and dies. But why in the heck, like my friend said, they kept the Secret Service out on purpose so they could do a chilling thing. And then they're going after the old man, you see. Stay off the dadgum Facebook. Stay off the Facebook and the printing your picture all around and all that. But I'm going to tell you what, it doesn't make any difference, because, you see, they've got total surveillance of the entire net. The NSA has had it for years. Now the Red Chinese, maybe the Red Chinese run the NSA. Who knows? Okay? Because if you got a president that's totally compromised, allegedly, it's all satire, don't you know? All satire.
Ray, Ray, go back to Saranac Lake to hear the loons a-calling.
Well, Jim Jordan ought to bring you in and put you on the stand under oath and see if you perjured yourself. If you perjured yourself and you lied to Congress, it should be a felony, should it not? Oh, but that doesn't count if you're an FBI agent. You can lie to anybody, I guess. because you're now the new crooks, I guess.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's exactly correct.
Oh, but no. Okay, Trump's social platform allegedly reported the dead man to the FBI as threatening Biden. Oh, of course. They'll blame this on Trump. It's Trump's fault that the FBI went in and murdered the guy, the 75-year-old man there, when it could have been handled with the sheriff, or they could have just waited for him to go down to the grocery store to get him some gasoline, and they could have stopped him on the street and handed it all toot sweet. But oh no, oh no, 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 no. We're starting to see clusters of what are called turbo cancers that are, and this is a story written by Dr. William Makis, M-A-K-I-S, M-D, republished over at Dr. Paul Alexander's Substack. Multiple family members are now developing bizarre turbo cancers at almost the exact same time, as we've documented within the story, another aspect of the globalist war upon humanity that'll never see the light of day. We're seeing it now. Following all of the died suddenly stories of young, healthy people suddenly dropping dead American all across the world at the rollout after the rollout of the vax. This stuff is just getting nuts. Just getting nuts. Food prices still going high, all the different stuff. Let me tell you what. At the same time, there's power in the blood of Jesus and in Indochina and the mountain tribes in the Malton Yards, okay? I told you about how we're also some of the contributions now because they've been having trouble getting printings of Bibles. But for all the number of years we've provided, helped to provide to the Nunemaker Indochina Bible Project, Nunemaker Indochina Bible Project, we've helped to provide a lot of printings of the Bible and songbooks in the language of the particular villages in the mountains in Indochina. And that's Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, Myanmar, and the Shan states of China themselves. So consequently, because of all that growth of printing the Bibles and of the tremendous growth of new believers, baptisms, all the different things that's happening wonderfully, house churches springing up and growing, 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 training, the Nunemakers training in person and then also on Zoom and different things, training new pastors to go out and evangelize, and to preach the gospel into all the villages and the mountain areas and camps and different stuff. And then now they're building in one place. It's grown so much. They're building a nice small, little neat little church, brick and wood church. And they're over halfway paid for on that. Just to show you how big, this is not a cathedral, but this is about a $22,000 or $23,000 building that they're all building by hand by themselves. And then through contributions to the Nunemakers, that's about halfway paid for. So let's see if we can get them all the way up onto the other thing. Let's see if we can get them up there. And then the Bibles are now coming back to be able to be printed. There's something has changed and allowing the Bibles to be printed in the other languages or the different things. So consequently, you can send anything you like to the Nunemakers, Nunemaker Bible Project, Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, with a Y, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, PA, 17067. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. And that'll either go to put in new Bibles, songbooks, and some will go into also into the building of this church. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Just totally incredible what they're doing over there. A neighbor in Provo, Utah, reported as saying that the dead man that the secret police murdered, apparently, walked to church every Sunday. So if they've been watching him, they know that, which they have been watching. And they could have arrested him without incident on the way back from church. Just like Gordon Call or Randy Weaver or the Branch Davidians, a message had to be delivered. Okay? Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and I'm going to tell you when his archangels come and his angels and Lord Jesus comes with a sword in his mouth and he comes riding in at the end of the thing, all you tares, all you wicked ones. Do you hear it? Do you hear? Nah, 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 nah. Do you see the little red light blinking in behind your brain? or when you look in the mirror to think you're cool because you just killed a 75-year-old man in Provo, Utah that could have been arrested on the street at any time without incident. You're going to have to send the message, I guess, you see. Secret police, that's all you are. You're crooks and secret police. You're not noble. You have no integrity. You got no fidelity other than to the Luciferian scum who run you. If you are a good person, you're in the FBI, get the hell out of it and go get a job driving trucks, you know? Go be a UPS driver, all right? They're going to get a $170,000 a year package. The auto workers want now a $150,000 a year package because, you see, it takes less of them to make these EV trucks. Oh, but Red China Joe, we're going to bribe good union jobs. Well, let me tell you what. You better get Trump back in the office so you can get some factories providing jobs. But then again, Trump, this is all going to be a mess, I can tell you right now. But that doesn't mean I would change what I would do. I may not have voted for him this time if I didn't know what he's doing. And I'll have to wait and see what they do to him. I mean, they took out the powers that be, took out the guy in Ecuador. You see? It's ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle can get you gold or silver. He can get it to you quick because he's got it stacked away in locker rooms in various places in a central location so it can go to you quick overnight. Tell him you want it overnight, you want it quick. And I'll tell you, when you order from Steve, you can go to stevequayle.com, click up there, or you can call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve or if you get Daryl, his very capable manager, or if you get Tyler, his son, Steve's son, or anybody else, you tell them Hawk sent you and you want some gold, you want some silver, and to make sure you get the new DVDs, the Lies of Men and God, the Lies of Men and Gods, right? Or get, you know what would be also good to get because it's so revealing, is the Mega Drought. And then you can get any of the other books that Brother Quayle has while he still has them available. Man, if you could get, the book about Antarctica and Under the Ice and How the Nazis Won World War II. That book is incredible. Or if you've got, Exogenesis, Changing Men into Monsters, or Terminated, you know, or Aliens and, Aliens and Fallen Angels, or whatever it might be. The Giants books. If you want to get your kids excited and expose them also to a good gospel message and the understanding of Genesis 6 and all of that, get them a Giants book. You'll enjoy it as well. So tell them Old Hawk sent you. All right? You want to keep Old Hawk on there? And I hope you do, because I'll tell you, it's what keeps me on here. And with the power of the Lord Jesus and you guys out there, I've been on over 19 years now since Brother Quayle put me on. Anything most needed and welcome. Could be a bit of silver. Could be Federal Reserve notes, a bit of gold, a bit of platinum, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you need. 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he protect your family against all evil. May he provide you medical miracles. And may he provide you superabundance in everything you need or want so that you're ready, so that your home or your business has become the general store, okay, for you to help your family to survive all your needs or to in the future. You know, this is an interesting thing. I saw at a savings and loan, a fairly significant savings and loan. They've redone all their computer crap, and then the outside now at the teller lines is a big square sign that almost looks like a government sign, although it's in blue and white, not yellow and black or whatever. And it says, present your ID. Well, you know what all this is about. This is going to be this generic central bank digital currency bull crap. So they're having to put in a new computer system. And then that's all screwed up now and screwed up all their records and all their stuff. You've heard about, the big bank, Wells Fargo, having all kind of trouble with their problems with their accounts and deposits not being put in and records of them being screwed up. Just incredible. So they're going to go for this probably start to get ready after they announce the yuan currency. Then they're going to have to, the dollar will be destroyed, and they'll have to take over all the banks, and then it'll go to the central bank, and that'll be the great reset. And the WEF says, oh, you'll own nothing, but you'll be happy, and we'll provide you with, oh, $2,000 a month for your expenses. Isn't that loving? Oh, it reminds me of the in the movie The Yellow Submarine. Glove. Hello, Glove. Remember all of that? A lot of people don't. But I'm an old man, and I'll tell you what, I'm starting to get ticked off, and I'm going to tell you, all I can tell you is there's power in the blood of Jesus. But this whole show is satire, allegedly. Well, is it allegedly satire, or is satire allegedly, or is it allegedly and then satire? What is it? It's allegedly satire. Hello, Glove. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to do whatever you can do, all right, to prepare. And I'm telling you, water purification, key, and water containers. Get the Berkey filters with the black Berkey filters in the filtration system. Those will, in many cases, also go into other kinds of similar water purifying systems. You'd have to double-check that, but you might be able to put them, I don't know, maybe they might fit an Aqua Rain, or they might fit a Pure or whatever. But those black Berkey filters, by extensive testing and research, they're going to take out about 99.6 or 7%, whatever it is, 99%+ of all the chemicals, plus they take out the viruses. They take out the bad bacteria and the microorganisms, the protozoas, the different, you know, stuff that's in water that's the bad buggies, you know what I'm saying? And then you can drink the water. If you want to get the full up to almost 100%, be 99.99%, something like that, you can get the extra filters that take out the fluoride and the MTBEs, which are, I think, an additive of gasoline, all right? And then you pretty much got everything right there. But you're going to need the water storage blocks or the five-gallon jugs or the whatever it might be. You can generally get those from different places, but go up and put small water containers, small plastic water containers, or 5-gallon containers or 15-gallon containers. And then God bless the old scholar Temecula, who sent me a shoop shoop hula hoop kind of a thing to get the water fluid out of a tank, you know, a siphon pump that's just a shaker. You shake it a few times, creates the flow, okay? God bless him. Thank you, brother. The key is then food, long-term storage food. But you need water to reconstitute that, so you got to think about it. So I would get a lot of that because that will last you up to 25 years on those things. You can then get Yoder's bacon. Man, I'll tell you something good. Yoder's bacon, Yogan's beef chunks, chicken chunks, pork chunks, turkey chunks. There's also other survival cave foods that are meats that will last 10, 15, 20 years, whatever they are, and they're different things. But if you keep them cool and you keep them in a dry, clean, cool place, you'll have them for a long time. But I'm going to tell you what, you can also get Progresso soups and chunky soups, which already have the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables, and the gravy already in them. And these are not the best health food stuff, but I'm going to tell you what, it's American food. It's a ration. And if you got one can of chunky soup a day, that's your ration. You eat that with a little dandelion greens, okay? Or poke salad or whatever it might be that you got. Lettuce that you planted, the leaf lettuce in a little window garden, all right? Whatever it is, it will work, you see. If you got some flour up in a can or in one of those buckets, or if you got wheat that you can grind into flour with your crank grinder, and you can make a little bit of bread, you got a little bit of bread, you got a chunky soup, and you got some dandelion greens or a little bit of lettuce or something like that, you got a pretty good ration, don't you? Split that in two on the chunky, and you got that for a day. Put it with some extra bread or something later on. Two meals. Now, if you were out on your place, or you already have them, you might have some chickens. You got chickens and you got eggs. You got hens, you got eggs. Just don't feed them the certain, allegedly, this is satire, don't feed them the TSC, which allegedly was causing problems. That food was causing problems, or chickens wouldn't lay eggs. But get from an old little bitty old time feed store, get the good food that's not that same crap that will guarantee you that your chickens lay eggs, okay? Then you got that, then you got breakfast. Then if all you needed, man, you need a little something for a treat, well, then, by golly, there's freeze-dried treats. I'm going to tell you, I'm not kidding, but if you were to get a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year, you'd be good for everybody in your family and a few of the neighbors, and if you want one or two of your in-laws, you got enough for them. But it would be better if you had 2 years or three and a half years, which is the allegedly the period of the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. Now, some say you don't know where you're at. You might be at the beginning of the seven. I think we entered the seven a while back. I think we're getting ready to go for the final 3.5. Mars is speeding up. They don't know why. The Earth is speeding up. They don't know why, the scientists. Well, I've watched on Mimic huge jig-jag or zigzag sawtooth-like energy, huge amounts. I've seen this many, many times. I've told you this before. Coming up out of Antarctica, okay, from the ancient technologies down there that allegedly are being run right now by Lucifer and some of the fallen angels who are down there. In the under the ice headquarters and facilities, which the temperature down there is approximately, if you remember the Navy SEAL who went somewhere, a little molten house, about 68, 70 degrees. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Jesus. Stand for your family, your home, your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and your spacecraft to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and constitutional America. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPool, you are the best, baby, by test. Road and track and little L. Keep up with your book studies and reading some books and read about science and read about math and all of the history, as well as doing your ninja ways and your Muay Thai. Say hello to your daddy and your mom. Ladies and gentlemen, go out tonight and prepare. Good night.